And right now it is time to check in and get the forecast for the growing areas with meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Colder air continues to pour into parts of the Midwest this morning. We did see frost and freezes occur in many areas across the northwest part of the region, with temperature extremes getting down to the middle 20s in some locations, and some of the hardest freezes of the season were noted in portions of South Dakota and west central sections of Minnesota. The air is going to continue cooling as we go through the day today and on into the night tonight, and tonight and tomorrow night will likely be the coldest of the season for much of the Midwest. West. Temperatures will get down to freezing or close to it as far south as the Ohio River and portions of Missouri and eastern Kansas. Now, a lot of these areas in the southwestern Corn Belt see mostly frost and only a few light freezes, but everybody else will probably see freezing temperatures at one time or another. We'll expect extreme temperatures dropping down into the upper teens and lower 20s in parts of northern and central sections of Wisconsin and northeastern portions of Minnesota. These are the traditionally coldest areas in the U.S. Midwest and will probably not have any kind of a negative impact from the cold. In fact, for that matter, it doesn't look like any of the cold will be significantly negative. It'll be interpreted as a positive thing. It will end the growing season for those areas that need that and will help to further drop soybean leaves. Weather conditions as we move through the weekend will turn a lot warmer. We'll expect to see the temperatures getting back into a normal to above normal temperature regime in some locations. A lot of dry weather is expected as well. The outlook favors little to no precipitation for the next 7 days in the southern half to two-thirds of the Midwest. This will include a big part of Missouri and areas eastward into Ohio and Kentucky, and these areas will all have a great environment for continued harvest progress with light winds, warm temperatures, and just a general all-around environment that's going to be favorable for field access. The temperature bias across the region will continue to be quite chilly, though, for the next 2 days, and then we'll start that warm-up. The majority of the temperatures as we get into the first part of next week will become quite pleasant. We'll look for the afternoon highs to rebound back up into the 60s and 70s as we get out towards Monday. I believe the afternoon temperatures will be warmest as we go from Monday afternoon into Tuesday, and possibly Wednesday. During those days, we'll see a lot of 70 and 80 degree temperatures coming up. Most of the 80s, though, will be out in the western Corn Belt near and west of the Missouri River. And we'll expect the temperatures in the eastern Midwest to be as cool as the upper 40s and 50s, though, as we get into the afternoon on Saturday. And temperatures this afternoon will probably be cool like that in the upper Midwest, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. There are no major rain events slated for at least this next 7 day period. A weak cool front will slip into the northern parts of the Midwest at one point or another. You will see some showers occurring from Iowa and parts of South Dakota and maybe Nebraska into Michigan. The precipitation that occurs, it will be mostly very light, but we will see a couple of days worth of showers across some of that region. The biggest area of concern continues to be down in the Gulf of Mexico. Far southern parts of the Gulf will likely experience a developing tropical disturbance this weekend into early next week. And that system could turn into some kind of a tropical cyclone and work its way closer to the U.S., Texas, or Louisiana coast by the middle to latter part of next week. A close watch on this particular system will be warranted. It wouldn't make a landfall probably for a week from now or even into the following weekend, so it's not going to have a huge impact right away, but it could bring some rain to a big part of the Midwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from Busey. Since 1868, they've reinvested in our communities one project at a time, from financial guidance and support to energetic volunteers and committed leaders. Busey, your dream, our promise.
It's 8:55, 47 degrees right now in Urbana, and it's time to check in with Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. And Bill, looks like things slightly lower all the way around here in the early going today.
Yeah, we're kind of waking up here this morning, Brian. Good morning. As we come into the restart here at 8:30 and are trading now. Let's look at the markets here. I think we're kind of seeing the soybeans continue to find some support, though, on the Chinese demand. There was some announcements of 270,000 metric tons of beans sold to unknown this morning, probably to China. Corn seems to be weak, though, and I think that's kind of pulling the beans down along with it here this morning. On the markets, we got December corn down 1 3/4, 373 3/4. March corn is at 384.5, down 2. November beans, $9.5. We're flirting right around that $9 mark on the November beans. That's down 4.5. And the January beans are at 904.5, down 4.5. December wheat is at 499, down 3.5. And March wheat is 506.5, down 4. On the livestock side of things, we have the cattle down a little bit, 132.65 on the October. That's down 30 on the fat cattle. Feeder cattle, 189, down 77 for the October. And the December lean hogs are at 65.67. That's down 115. On the outside markets, we have the energy. Let's see, crude oil is up 45, 46.82 on the November. And we have on the currencies, we have the U.S. dollar trading a little bit weaker here this morning, it looks like. So let's look at a few things. I think we've kind of seen this $9 mark, as I said, on the beans. I think that's a key area. If we can continue to stay above that, I think we got a shot at the 925 area. We got pretty close to that earlier in the week. Downside probably looking at the 885, something like that, on the support side for right now anyhow. On the corn, I think you could see a 365 to 395 area range. We just kind of continue to stay in that. Not a lot of new news out. Informa will be out today with some estimates for the 2016's planted acres on corn and beans. The China did announce here overnight that they're going to be starting to start to build some new ethanol plants. That's kind of good news. So not a lot of activity. Harvest is expected to be 80% done Monday on beans and 60% on corn. Back to you, Brian.
All right, Bill, thank you very much for that report. Have yourself a great weekend.